Alleluia, find the glory, revive us again.
That's what we need. We need spiritual CPR.
Revival. Amen.
Right here.
Amen.
It's Good Morning Ozarks, 88.1 FM. I'll tell you another reason the song I played for you last time had an impact for you. Because when I got to the studio, I knew that we were going to have a guest this morning talk about a children's book. Ooh. And what a great way to hear children than this little lad of mine.
Yep, that's good.
Good morning, Haley. How are you this morning?
Hey, Haley.
Good morning. That was a beautiful song. Wow.
Hey, welcome welcome to Good Morning Ozarks, the Roundtable, 88.1 FM. So I'm going to say, okay, here's my text. Charlie, there's going to be somebody on talking about a children's book. I don't think you were there last time.
No, I think Kathy and I were here for Haley when she was here. Isn't that right, Haley?
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, you got a good team there.
Yeah.
And they were there.
Well, this is Charlie. I'm Keith. You know that. But that's Charlie. He wasn't here, but he is today.
The Bible.
Oh, okay. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, good morning, Haley. Where are you from?
Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, my. Put our hand over our heart. Tulsa, the good old Golden Bears, right? Isn't that who they are?
Golden Bears, you know, I should know more, I think. I don't know.
You don't know Tulsa's moniker? Come on.
I don't know if I have very much patriotism. I do love Branson, though.
Well, that's good. That's good.
And I plan to move to Branson eventually.
You and the rest.
We'll just see when.
I think you had mentioned that when you were on with us.
You and the rest of the world, you know, it's one step next to heaven. You can come here to die, okay, and be in the
I know. It's God's country. Yes,
amen. Yes. Haley, where are you from originally?
Well, from San Jose, California is where I was born and raised till I was seven. And then around the year 2000, we moved to Tulsa. And we've been here all this time, 21 years.
Wow. Well,
I ask you if you ever ate at Sputters or
Has she been to Sputters?
I don't recall. No, she had not.
I don't know if I've ever eaten it.
Haley, we're going to get into the book, but there's some places you need to explore. Number one, you need to look up Tulsa's moniker, okay? And number two, you know where the campus is over there, ORU, right?
Oh, yeah, she does.
Of course, yeah.
There we go.
Of course.
We know. And then go over, take your family over to Sputters and get those rolls and a lunchbox.
Yep.
Tell us about the Bible in rhyme.
So this is a project I started 10 years ago, not even knowing it was going to be a book. I wrote my first Bible poem, and I just kept writing poetry. Eventually, I ended up with about 20 or so poems. And I decided to, I was encouraged to make it into a book. And so I took all the short stories. Some of them are longer, but that's my next book. This book is called Bible and Rhyme, my short stories and glossary book. And I'm so excited because it's just kind of random stories throughout the Bible. Not all of them are random. The first one is creation, Adam and Eve, you know, Noah's Ark. And eventually it leads up to the story of Jesus and salvation. And it has a salvation poem at the end. And in between, there are just, you know, the fruit of the spirit, the Proverbs 31 woman, you know, just different unique stories. Some of them not as much taught in churches. Some of them a lot more popular. So it's a mix of different stories. I'm just super excited about it.
Haley, how much time do you spend in the Old Testament before you get up to the New Testament? Do you get involved with Goliath? Do you get involved with Rachel? Do you get involved?
Let's see. I can actually read the table of contents.
Let's go.
Okay, so let me go into, I sent the PDF to my mom. Let me go open it really fast. So
for you new that are listening under the age of 72, PDF is a file that you can save. And if you got Google Drive, it works out very good.
Yeah, very good.
All right.
That's right. So my stories in order are the creation, Adam and Eve, Noah's Ark, Jacob and Esau, King Solomon's wisdom, the baby and the mama drama, the Proverbs 31 woman, the fruit of the spirit, Elijah and the still small voice, the seed and the sower, the centurion's faith, the unfaithful woman, the rich young ruler, the two houses, the widow's gift, Mary and Martha, Jesus and the salvation story, and salvation prayer. And also there's a bonus poem that is called Colors and Months, which matches a month each color.
Okay, go back. Go back in the beginning. And the baby and what? About the third or fourth
the baby,
one?
Yeah, so that it's funny that you mentioned that one because that's the one that I was planning on reading. Because that's the one that whenever my sister and I go to churches and we minister with music and everything, we always take a break to do this poem because there's two mothers in it, and I cast her as the bad mother and me as the good mother.
All right, don't blame you. Why don't you read it?
The writer can be the good son. Yeah,
read
you
it.
Decide.
Yeah. Well, I said since I wrote it, I will cast it.
There you
that's
go.
Exactly right.
Yeah, why don't you read that for us?
Read that for us.
Okay, here we go. The baby and the mama drama. Two mothers went to sleep one night, same house but separate rooms, with infants near identical, both freshly from the womb. While sleeping, one rolled over hers and woke to find him dead. She then pushed him for the newborn in the other mother's bed. When morning came, one mother knew that this was no mistake, saying, "This can't be my baby," as she analyzed his face. The other mother shrugged and said, "I'm sorry about your loss. Give me back my child, or else we'll take this to the boss." "Race you there," she shot right back. "I've got no time to waste." So both approached King Solomon to solve this sticky case. Now Solomon had wisdom like a fountain deep within. God favored him with so much insight, not much got past him. The women entered court, contesting long without decline, both declaring forcefully, "The living child is mine." Solomon observed them both and let them freely spew. Servants, bring a sword," he said. "I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll cut the baby right in two, and each can take her half." But when the real mom heard the verdict, she let out a gasp. "Perfect," said the dead child's mother. "That would be just fine. Yes, split the kid between us. He'll be neither hers nor mine." "No, my lord," the other pleaded. "Give the child to her. Please don't kill the infant, lord. My pain would have no cure." "Bingo," said King Solomon. "Something had to give. The mother is the woman who would like the child to live." A look that shouted "caught" became the pseudo-mother's eyes, for now she felt like 1 inch tall and had no place to hide. The infant was returned at once as Mama took the win, gently smiling at her baby, trying not to rub it in. This section is embarrassing. It's awkward, there's no doubt. You think you're slick, but not too quick. Your sin will find you out.
Where's this available?
Thank you. You can go on my website. It's HaleyJoyHarris.com. That's H-A-L-E-Y. The most simplest way. Some people ask me if it's H-A-I-L-E-Y. You know what I tell them? I tell them it's the pirate version. It's missing an I.
Yep.
It's H-A-L-E-Y, joyharris.com.
I so like
the very
that.
First thing on.
Now, hang on a minute. Haley Joy, or give me that again.
Haley?
Yeah, Haley Joy, J-O-Y.
Okay.
Bible Joy. And Harris.
All right.
H-A-R-R-I-S.
Let me tell you, I'm a pretty good person that can say, "That's stupid," or "That's not good," or "That's very, very good."
Isn't that good?
And very interesting, and I love that account.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you. You know what? Originally, it was called The Two Mothers, but Camille, actually, my sister, we've sung together for about 10 years now. She said, I say, you say, mama drama. So that, you know, I think it just has an attention-getting name, so it's funny that you mentioned that one out of all of them, because that's the one we always do.
Can I tell you, Haley, you don't know how much this sounds so simple to you.
But
I'm going to tell you two things. I'm going to tell you two things that happened this morning. The last song that you heard, "Send a Great Revival in My Soul," that was supposed to be "Revive Us Again," but it didn't make any difference. It was the same point I was making to Keith. But when I went to pick him up, that was a song I touched for him. But no, I got a children's song, "This Little Light of Mine." If you didn't hear it earlier, it's not going to be on the podcast, so you can't hear it. I started to say something. But God orchestrated.
I heard something. I don't know what it was.
Well, "This Little Light of Mine." And I look down and I see you're going to be the guest. And I said, wow, children. And then you give this, and I pick that one. It's just another example how in the scars and the warts and the unbelievable ways that we are, Keith, we are the prodigal son, how he does things like this for our program. So I want you to do me a favor. Is this something that we get in a book? Is it something we go online to get? How do we get these to our family?
Yes, it's a 40-page book, and you can get it on my website. It also is on Amazon, but if you get it straight from me, I can actually customize it. And so I put it in the description. Make sure to write the first and middle name of whoever is getting the book, and I can sign them. So I've had a lot of fun doing signings. I've been signing all day, doing custom signings. Where I write it, I type it out, write the name, paste it in the book, and so it's been really fun. I won't always be able to write longer notes like I am now because hopefully, it will sell more to where I won't even have time. But I always plan to customize in some way when people buy them straight from me.
Okay. We got to go. We got to guess it. If you're on your computer, you want to don't miss this man coming up. You talk about a dream and a vision about America. His name is Darren Myers, and it is Freedom Journey Show. You don't want to miss that. But if you don't mind, just a minute, do you mind us giving you a little bit of direction this morning? Do you mind?
Direction.
Yeah, direction. Mm-hmm.
You just need some advice.
No, I don't need any advice. We're going to give you some because after the way you talked about your sister, we think we have some. Keith, can I ask you a question?
Her sister was very nice.
Oh,
she sat here at the table.
I see. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, you see, Haley. Are you ready?
She sat here at the table.
Where's the book, Keith?
Where's the book?
Where's the book here at our
table? Well, the book isn't here at the
studio. Why is the book not at our table?
I don't know, because if there was one, we'd give one away, Haley.
Oh, goodness. I have to bring it up. You know, when I get my first shipment in, or my
okay.
All right.
But, okay, so here we go. I plan on, actually, the first shelves that I plan on putting them on is the Creation Museum. Are you familiar with it?
It's yes.
No. You mean the one over in Ohio with the Ark?
No, I already went there. It's a little bit scary to put them there because they say that Noah's Ark should be a big Ark, and mine's probably, it's a little bit smaller. It's kind of in the distance that you can't really tell if it's big or small.
So did you go to the one in Cincinnati, the Creation Museum?
I mean the one in almost Branson. It's Walnut Shade.
Yeah, we know it very well, but we also know the other Creation Museum. Yeah, that's a good place for you.
So you're going to put it there.
It eventually gets to all the museums, you know.
Yeah, well, that'll be good. So when that happens...
This is my first radio interview about it. I'm so excited. It's so great.
Well, when that happens, Haley, you come by and leave us a couple at the table, and we'll make sure that we give a book away right here.
Before we take this break now, do you have all the leads on the Christian bookstores and the publishers and all that? Have you had people talk to you about all that?
You know, I need all the help I can get. So, just let me know whatever you know, and I'll do it.
Here's one for you. Have you talked to your father about it?
You know, my dad would probably put it all over his Facebook. No, I'm not sure if he knows.
I think he's help her, Keith. Has she talked to her father about it? Remember the guy in the hospital? Went down to the collection room?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure she's talked to her capital father about it, the Lord about it. Absolutely.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you knew my dad is the most supportive guy in the world.
You know what? We love good dads, and he can put it all over his Facebook. One more time, Haley, tell us the title of the book, where it can be found, website, etc.
Sure. It's called The Bible in Rhyme, and it can be found at HaleyJoyHarris.com, H-A-L-E-Y, Joy, J-O-Y, Harris.com.
Very good.
When you work your way around Tulsa, I think you're going to find they're called the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes is what you're going to find, and they're a campus right there in Tulsa. Best to you and your sister, and we'd like to talk to your sister one of these days. Maybe she was cast wrong.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know what? She's actually starting her own book, and when she gets it out, we'll get her back on this radio station.
All right. There you go. Haley, come back to see us.
Okay. Thanks again.
See you. Bye-bye.